November 6, 1932. How God does deeds and not words. One who works in the divine will works in eternity, one who works outside of it works in time. The words of Jesus are works. My little mind felt filled by the sweet lessons of my lovable Jesus, and worried, I wanted to provoke doubts and fears, even though I know that when Jesus wants to, he makes the soul reach where he wants and how he wants. Nor are there laws for him, nor does anyone dictate laws to him, nor does he pay attention to human opinions. On the contrary, he always does new things in order to confound them, nor does one take a step ahead of the power of his love, whoever they may be, for however many doubts and difficulties they can say and do. On the contrary, if one makes a joke of them, he lets them remain in their idle talk, and he does the deeds with the soul whom he has elected. But with all this, my fragility remembered my sorrowful circumstances, and I felt myself shaken. I said, who knows how many doubts they will make over Jesus' way of speaking, and I felt all afflicted and oppressed. But Jesus, who watches over my poor soul, repeating his little visit, all goodness, said to me, blessed daughter, do not give a thought to anything. My will has the virtue of making everything that does not belong to it die, and of changing into life of light the same weaknesses and miseries of the creature. Everything I have told you is not in virtue of the creature, but in virtue and by the power of my will that can do everything. My will is symbolized by the sun, that as it rises it puts to flight the darkness, and makes it disappear and die. And since it invests the earth, it gives to all things its life of light. The same for my will, as the creature lets herself be invested by the power of its light, the darkness leaves her, her evils die and are changed into life of light. And one who does not understand what this means, that one is illiterate, and therefore does not understand what my will is, nor what it can do, nor where one who lives in it and who lets himself be invested by its light can reach. Therefore, let them talk. I do the deeds and they will remain with words. If they have not made a profound study of it, why do you want that they understand? Perhaps they are learned, doctors of other things, but of my will they will always be ignorant. Therefore set them aside and let us think of doing not words, but true deeds. You must know that one who works in my divine will, her works, her acts, her adorations, her love toward God, are done and formed within eternity, because my divine will is eternal, and everything that one can do in it does not escape from within eternity, and remains forever confirmed in works, adorations, divine and perennial love. They can be called works of the creature transfused in God, in which God himself has operated. The human does not enter either into the divine volition, or into eternity, and if it enters, it must lose its life in order to reacquire the life and works of God himself. So, one who lives in our volition becomes looked at by us not in time, but in eternity, and for our decorum and honor, her acts must be our acts. Her love, our love. We feel that the creature comes into our volition in order to give us the occasion of letting us work, and of giving her our love in order to love us with our own love. Everything must be ours, and everything that she does must be coined with the image of her Creator. On the other hand, one who works outside of my divine will, works in time, loves, adores in time, becomes looked at in time. And everything that one does in time, are works without confirmation, instead they must await the judgment in order to be either confirmed or condemned, or else purified by the fire of purgatory. And they are looked at as works of creatures in which the fullness of sanctity, fullness of love, and fullness of infinite value can be lacking. It is all the contrary for one who lives and works in our will. Being our acts, everything is fullness of sanctity, of love, of beauty, of grace, of light and of infinite value. There is such distance between the one and the other, that if all would understand it, oh, how attentive they would be to live in our volition so that they would remain emptied of a human act, and filled with the operating act of a divine will. Therefore, be attentive, and do not do anything that is not drawn and emptied by the light of my will. And you will give me the greatest contentment of putting me to work, and of letting me work like the God that I am. Therefore, I always await you in it in order to take the step to meet you, to extend my arms to you, so that it may work in you, to open the mouth and keep me with you in sweet conversation in order to manifest to you the ancient secrets of my supreme fiat. After this, I was thinking about everything that my highest good Jesus had told me, as if doubts and difficulties wanted to arise in me. And he, with an indescribable mastery, told me, "My good daughter, do not marvel about what I tell you. Everything is possible for my will, the impossible does not exist for it. Provided the creature lets herself be conducted by it, everything is done. You must know that everything I tell you serves to form, order, and harmonize the kingdom of my divine will. I am repeating the way that I had in creation. I pronounced the fiat, then I was silent. And although they say days, at that time days did not exist, therefore they can even be called epochs, in which I formed the great machine of the universe. I spoke and I worked. And so much was my pleasure with the work that my word produced, that with one fiat of mine it disposed me and enraptured from me another fiat of mine, and then still another, even to such that my fiat only stops when I see that nothing lacks to its work. On the contrary, everything was sumptuousness, beauty, order and harmony, and in order to enjoy my works, I remained as life and it watch over my same fiat. With its power, my same fiat bound me in my works and I remained inseparable from them. Everything is in pronouncing my first fiat, to give my first lessons, to deposit in the soul the power and work of my fiat. And when I have begun, I can say I won't stop again until the work is complete. What would you have said if I had made creation only halfway? It would not have been a work worthy of me, nor an exuberant love of mine. Therefore one fiat draws me, and another enraptures me. It forms the void in the creature for where to place the order and the harmony of my operating fiat. It disposes her and imposes itself over me to make me give other lessons so as to be able to form many acts together, that, united among themselves, form the new more beautiful creation, more artful than the machine of the universe, that must serve for the kingdom of my same will. Therefore every word of mine is a work, it is one more outlet of love, it is putting an end to my first begun fiat, giving each other a hand. The first and last that will be pronounced, they will form the braiding of the new creation of my kingdom in the depth of the soul, that, transmitted to posterity, will be bearer of more than the universe itself of goods, of sanctity, and of graces to the human generations. See, therefore, what one word more, one word less, one lesson more, one lesson less, means. They are works, that if they are not received, nor taken account of, my fiat is not drawn and enraptured to pronounce other fiats, and therefore will not be complete. And I will wait and repeat my lessons, and if I repeat them it is a sign that you have not kept track of what I have told you, and I do not want that anything lack, because everything that I must tell you about my will has been established. Therefore, be attentive and let me do what I want. After this, I was thinking about what was written at the beginning of this chapter, that is, that one who works in the divine will works in eternity. One who works outside of it works in time, and I thought to myself, and why this great difference? And my highest love Jesus added, "My daughter, it is easy to understand. Suppose that you were given a medal of gold, which in working it you formed many beautiful objects of gold. But then instead of gold you were given a metal of copper, of iron. You could not change the copper and iron into gold metal, therefore you would make objects of copper, or of iron. Now, compare the objects of iron with those of gold. What is the difference of value? And yet you have employed the same time in working them, you have made similar objects, but because of the difference of metal, Those of gold will exceed in a surprising way in value, in beauty, in finesse, those of iron. Now, one who works even good with her human will, as she finds herself passing her way in time, one can say that everything she does are temporary works, subject to a thousand miseries. They will always be human works of minimum value, because she lacks the gold thread of the light of my will. On the other hand, one who works in it will have the gold thread in her power, and not only this, but she will have her Creator operating in her act. She will not have time, but eternity in her power. Therefore, there is only difference between the divine will and the human. There is no comparison that holds up between the one and the other. To live in my will is exactly this: it has the prime and operating act in the creature. My will acts as a teacher who wants to develop a theme that he has given to his student. He gives her the paper, he places the pen in her hand, he puts his hand over the same hand of the disciple, and he develops the theme, the hand of the teacher and that of the student writing together. Now, couldn't one say that the teacher has been working, and has put in that theme his science, his beautiful writing in a way that no one can find a shadow of defect? And yet the student has not gone out of place, she has undergone the work of the teacher, she has let her hand be conducted without any resistance. On the contrary, she is happy in seeing the beautiful ideas, the precious concepts in which she feels enraptured. Now, couldn't one say that the fortunate disciple possesses the value and the merit of the work of her teacher? The same happens to one who lives in my will. The creature must undergo the act that my volition wants to make, it must not be put aside, and it must place the necessities befitting its divine act. And our goodness is so much, that we make her possessor of our same acts. On the contrary, for one who does not live in our volition, it happens as when the teacher gives the theme to his disciple, but does not become actor of the theme of the disciple. He leaves her free, in a way that she can make some errors. And she does it according to her little capacity because she does not feel him over or inside of herself, nor the capacity or the operating act of her teacher. And the theme is nothing other than our grace, that never leaves the creature even in the little good that she does. And according to the dispositions of the creature, it lends itself either as operating act, or as assisting act, because there is no good that one does that is not aided and sustained by divine grace. Fiat.